This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrison Building Supply. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dual check-in on the COVID-19 situation. Dr. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
So give us the latest on the cases around Douglas County. How are we faring right now?
Well, we're at a relatively low point. We're averaging about 6 or 7 cases a day. We still have 8 people in the hospital, so it's a quiet time at this point.
And how does that compare with the rest of the state proportionally?
Well, the rest of the state is also quite quiet. So Oregon has had a very quiet time over the last few weeks, and that's a good thing because it's really allowed people to catch up on work that they'd otherwise put behind and has allowed the hospital census to go down.
And nationally, how are things looking with COVID-19 right now?
Well, nationally, there are many states that are doing well with very low cases, but then there are a bunch of states in the middle of the country that are really struggling. So Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi are all having very high numbers of cases, high numbers of hospitalizations, and they're beginning to see more deaths.
And any correlation as to why that part of the country?
Well, there seems to be 2 things going on there. First is that they have a relatively low vaccination rate. And the second thing that's happening is that the Delta variant is now the predominant variant in those places.
And I want to ask you more about this variant. Explain again about this Delta and kind of the level of concern there.
So Delta is a new variant that was first seen in India. It seems to be much more contagious than the previous types. It also has a slightly different presentation, so more sore throat and upper respiratory symptoms initially. So it's a little harder to say that this is COVID early on. It does seem to be just as serious once you get hospitalized. So it's a big, big worry. It's also a little bit less well protected by the vaccine. So this is really the time for us to work on increasing our rates.
And what is the level of concern with this variant, especially for folks who have not been vaccinated?
So for people who have not been vaccinated, the risk is pretty high. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of people in Douglas County who have been vaccinated. Now, the good news is if you are vaccinated, you seem to have at least 90% protection if you've had both sets of shots.
And let's talk about vaccines. It seems like the pace, both locally and around the state, has slowed way down. What's the county at percentage-wise right now?
So the county is at about 55% right now. The state is at about 70%. So still not nearly as high as we would like. Because what happens when only 55% of the population is vaccinated? It doesn't take much for this disease to spread among groups.
And are we expecting to have more large-scale vaccination clinics from County Public Health?
Yes. So our Tiger team is out there almost every day. They're going to be at Music on the Half Shell and Riverbend Live this week. And so when you're out going to the great concert, also go out and get a vaccine.
And what about things at the fairgrounds? Any more planned there?
We're not going to do the big events at the fairgrounds. The last few were really quite not very well attended, and people were saying that they needed other times, for example, evening times, and that's why we've moved to the Music on the Half Shell.
What about new things being learned about the virus? I know that this is kind of a constantly shifting issue during a pandemic.
Well, it does change very quickly. I think the big news this weekend was about booster shots. And there's still a lot of controversy about when and how you'll need a booster shot. Right now, we're not recommending booster shots, but that may certainly change within the next few weeks.
And I know that I think it was Pfizer's got a meeting with the federal government on that. Tell us a little more about the back and forth as to why a booster might be needed or not.
So a booster is needed if the disease changes, and certainly this disease changed, but they don't have a new vaccine against the Delta variant. You might also need it to boost your immunity if your immunity wanes over the space of months or years. So far, the waning immunity seems to be very slow. So it seems that people who were vaccinated even as much as 8 months ago still have very nice vaccine protection levels.
Do you think this is going to end up being something like a situation where, just like the flu, you periodically need to get a vaccine and this is going to be long term?
I think that's probably going to happen. This is going to change enough, and I don't think we're going to get done with this virus, that we may well need a booster. And what we may do is combine the coronavirus booster with the flu booster, so just that every year you get your winter virus shot.
For public health right now, with the number of cases down, number of people in isolation and quarantine down, has that changed anything about the approach or what's going on there?
Well, not very much. We still have all of our regular stuff going. In addition, though, we are getting ready for the fall because with every respiratory virus, there does seem to be a peak as the weather starts to cool and people move more indoors. So we're taking a little bit of a breather now, but we want to be ready should there be another peak in the fall.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.